Hey, Tom Beal here, coming to you from the office, and I figured, what the heck? We started the day with a live stream. We will end the day with a live stream, and I want to share something with you that I feel is vitally important, and I hope this brief time together in this video will connect some dots and help you gain additional clarity, gain additional focus, and in doing so, be distraction-free, right? And here's the bottom line. Time is the absolute great equalizer. No one has more than anyone else, as far as time is concerned. We have 24 hours in a day. And everything that we choose to do and choose to not do is opportunity cost. We have to be able to quickly discern and choose what is the absolute best use of my time right now, continually, right here, right now. Am I doing what is the absolute best use of my time? And ironically, this is being brought to you on one of the biggest distractions of our current age. Social media, aka Facebook. And hey, guess what? I love social media. I love Facebook. But with most things, it can be abused and is created to be abused, created to be addictive by the absolute best psychologists and marketers in the world. Billions and billions of dollars are generated from the addiction and the time stealing that it is able to do with so many. So it's being brought to you on this channel. I'm very thankful for this channel. However, are you using Facebook or is Facebook using you? And if we were to really cut to the chase, they're the billionaires, we're not, right? And that's just the bottom line. We are being used by our choice, yet it's up to us to use it discerningly and use it in the proper intention. Right? It's a great way as an entrepreneur, as someone who has any products or service, to share your messages with people who you can clearly identify, basically who has raised their hand saying they want to learn about this type of information. So, long and short of it is, there's 24 hours in a day. Everything that we choose to do and everything that we choose not to do is that opportunity cost, weighing, is this the best use of my time or not? So, social media is one. This handy device, these devices are another. Games, I mean, games, when they come out with a new Call of Duty game, it produces $500 million in 1 week. So once again, those two are can be good, but also can be addictive and also can steal your most precious asset, which is time. So I'm bringing this up just to plant the seed. Are you intentional with your time? And I would highly recommend you become more intentional to weigh the opportunity cost each and every second, each and every minute, each and every day, answering that question, is this what I'm currently doing the absolute best use of my time? If the answer is no, then the question is, what would be the absolute best use of my time? Now, the caveat to that is many of the people that are friends of mine are entrepreneurs and could, like I, have been categorized as a workaholic in the past. And I thought that that meant I had to be working. Or had to be doing some revenue-producing activity, etc. That's not the case. If the answer to what is the absolute best use of my time right now is to get the heck out of the office and go spend time with Wanda, which it is, as soon as I'm done with this video, that's exactly what I'm going to choose to do. If it is to get the heck out of whatever that it is I'm currently doing, which is not the best use of my time, and go spend time with my kids, that's what is the best use of my time. If it's to say, you know what, I need to go take a walk. I need to take care of myself. Self-care is also of a high priority, etc., etc. So it's not 100% work related. As a matter of fact, it's hopefully same thing that happened to me. The less you work, the more you make type of scenario. Meaning I used to brag and pound my chest to my friends and here's how hard I'm working, here's how long I'm working, and bragging on that. And now I don't brag, but I'm proud of the fact that I get the same or better results in half the amount of time. And then do that again and do that again. So, it's not my goal to have work consume my life and wake up at the end of my days, which we all have that last day, and say, boy, I'm glad I spent all that time in the office. I'm glad I spent all that time working. I'm glad I didn't take care of myself. I'm glad I didn't flourish those key relationships. I'm glad I didn't, etc., etc. No, I want the reverse. I want to be able to get the maximum amount of impact from the time that I choose to work, the less I work, the more I make. Have the proper systems, team, processes in place to where the results still happen with my minimal, focused, clear input, what is the absolute best use of my time? The stuff that I can't outsource, I can't delegate, I can't teach someone else. It's between these ears that's mine to do. My unique abilities per se. What are those? And they are scheduled into my calendar as well as several other things that I get deeper into with my clients. So there you have it. Just a quick reminder to myself, to you, and also an invitation. This is the first that I've said this and or made this invitation public. But if you're seeing this, right now it's December 18th, roughly 6:14 p.m. Eastern Time. And in mid-January, I was looking at my calendar and I have a awesomeness like a week planned. And I said, you know what? It's awesome for me, but it would be even more awesome if I could bring some others down to experience what it's like to step into the life of the simplifier, to hang around the people that I hang around, do the things that I do in a week, and witness how this can transform your mind and connect the dots to embrace, similar to what I just talked about, not what I used to be and how I used to be of bragging on how hard and long I'm working and the great results that were coming in, to not bragging but just being proud in the fact that I'm getting those results or better in half the amount of time, and generally, once again, half the amount of that time. So that type of mindset shift, as well as a couple things that if you witnessed, my good friend Joel Tyrion came down here. It's, as one other highly successful and well-known friend put it, Tom, are you just on a lifelong vacation? And in a way, it is, yes. And I'll be talking more about that, a semi-retirement per se. But I still am an avid seeker of truth, seeker of knowledge, implementer, and am doing things that most everyone, including many of my clients, aren't aware yet. It's almost a mini-retirement. I mean, Wanda and I do what we want, when we want, with whom we want. Lead an amazing life, and I want to show you some of the secrets behind that, the secrets of simplification. And if you're interested, shoot me a private message on Facebook. As you're watching this, shoot me a private message. I don't have anything. Actually, I just thought of it. I was looking and writing on some yellow notes today. I'm like, wow, that is awesome. That is awesome. That is awesome. Whoa, and that's like a week. I should invite some people down to see if they want to enjoy that amazing week with me. So, if that is you and you want to know more details, shoot me a private message. Obviously, it's not for everybody. And you and I will be having a brief discussion to see if it's a fit for you. And if it is, we'll discuss those details. But I guarantee you will leave here and dots will be connected that probably you didn't intend on. Like, I'll get clear on what your intentions are and where you are, where you're looking to go. But as Joel witnessed, and if you witnessed when Joel was down here, we have a lot of fun, yet the conversations we have are similar to what I talk about in the 24 hours. When we're talking business, it's highly focused and gain quick clarity, clear what next steps are taken from that, and you walk away knowing exactly what to do to exponentially grow your results and achieve the fact that the less you work, the more you make. And go from bragging about how hard and long you may have worked in that old mode to not even worrying about bragging, but just being proud when you look in the mirror and say, you know what, getting the same or better results in half the amount of time, and sometimes way less than half, but it's just a different spin on life. And you'll witness some of more of the simplifier techniques and strategies that I use and share with my clients. So anyhow, shoot me a private message if you want more of those details and have that conversation. And remember, everything is opportunity cost. Choosing to watch this meant you chose to not do everything else. My hope is that in your choice, you recognize, yes, this was valuable. There were some brief things here that I may have already known, but to hear them again as a reminder was important. Now it's time for me to implement them. And I'm going to reach out to Tom to see if I might be one of those people to join in on that amazing week that is going to happen in mid-January. All right, talk with you soon. Hope all is well. Make today great. Bye for now.